Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the first 3 months of the year, as harsh winter exacted a toll on business activity. That's according to the federal government, ladies and gentlemen. No, what happened is the deindustrialization of this country, the devaluation of the currency, the coal power plants being shut down all over the nation, energy prices going up, Obamacare hitting small businesses and even large businesses, that's what hit the U.S. economy. That's what happened. And even with their cooked books, they claim that the economy grew 0.1%. Now, they call 3.5% overheating. But previous to the Federal Reserve domination of economic policy in this country, the private Federal Reserve with its fraudulent con artist name, this country on average had more than a 10% growth rate per year from 1798 until right through 1913. That's a 10% growth rate. We've not seen a 10% growth rate, ladies and gentlemen, since World War II. That is the only time post-Federal Reserve we've seen that. We almost saw a 10% growth rate when Kennedy cut the main income tax bracket by 50%. We did see almost a 10% increase in growth then as well. So 0.1% growth, and that's with all the cooked job numbers, all the cooked growth numbers, all the stimulus money given to select globalist interest as a basic bank robbery, and the establishment then has the nerve to tell us that we've got a wondrous, happy-go-lucky economy. Where should I start, though, in all of the news that we've got today? We mentioned some of this yesterday. It really is a big deal. New declassified docs expose Obama's Benghazi lies that they did know day one, and they've been caught lying about not knowing those emails. We'll talk more about that today. Also, we will continue to get into the situation in Fukushima. We told you this about a year into it, 2 years ago. Now here it is in Reuters. Study finds Fukushima radioactivity in tuna off Oregon and off of Washington. We're going to get into that. Very important news. Also, drug-resistant superbugs, a serious threat worldwide, says the WHO. Sources say Sebelius now refusing to testify to Senate panel, all part of the lawlessness. Also, Utah lawmaker wants to disarm BLM IRS, says they're not paramilitary units. I totally agree. What is the paramilitarization of all these federal agencies, from the Social Security Administration right down to the IRS? It's part of the system arming itself against its prey, is trying to struggle free out of the trap. Also, we've got the really big news. East Ukraine slips from Kiev government's grasp. Russian President Putin warns Westover not being involved in Ukraine, basically says back off or suffer shutdown of U.S. Western energy-based companies exploring and exporting oil in giant Russia. Also, we'll get into the latest disinformation article out of the Times of Israel. Syria hiding chemical weapons, says Israeli intel. It's on record that the Al-Qaeda people have been caught launching the chemical attacks with Saudi Arabia and Turkey. That's even been in the BBC trying to blame Assad. Assad has agreed to give up his chemical weapons. And who knows, he might be hiding some. But the point is, you read headlines like this, and it implies they're behind the chemical attacks. They're not. They're not the ones starting the war. And again, I'm no fan of Assad, but he's not Al-Qaeda. So I'm not siding with Al-Qaeda. End of story. Not going to happen. You can call me unpatriotic, but I don't like Al-Qaeda. That's why I'm called an extremist. I mean, you support Al-Qaeda, you support Obama, shutting America down, or you are an extremist. And so I apologize for being an extremist. I do not support Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
General, what do you think? think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member. Share your membership and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's already April 30th, 2014. On this Wednesday edition, I want to thank you all for joining us today. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief will be joining us to talk about the economy, Russia, the pivot into Asia, where he sees the world going in the third hour. I do intend on this hump day, middle of the week transmission, to try to get to your phone calls in this first hour after I fire out some of the headlines and news here and then get your take on the state of our world. I've said this many times, there are times in history when more happens in a week or a month than happened in the previous 5-10 years. And we are undoubtedly entering the ultimate version of that, where the waves are going to come quicker and quicker, and you won't just have a time of great change for a few years and then it stops. It's just going to intensify and get more and more wild, more and more out of control. And the globalists intend to surf this singularity, as they call it, or group of pre-singularities, to godhood. That's not my words. That's the head of Google. both the head of Google, the CEO of Google, and also their head technology futurist, Ray Kurzweil. He also, of course, is the progenitor of those type of statements. And that is what the entire ruling class is into. That's their religion. That's their culture. That's what they believe in. And then they've deployed different psychological systems and different programming systems in the culture. The new priest class, basically, of bureaucrats and PR men and propaganda and state-sanctioned psychiatrists and psychologists to basically bring in this new world order and label any resistance to it as aberrant, mentally ill, and terrorist. And that is basically the society we live in. That is the eugenics-based social Darwinistic plan. And anyone that ignores those facts does it at their total peril. Because the enemy program that we break down here on this transmission is a public program, is the glue that holds together the entire kleptocratic, fascistic, global, anti-human system. Hitler was only an aberrant expression of this system, according to them. They call him an aberrant expression. They're a more touchy, feely, but in its depths, much darker version of Adolf Alois Hitler and his Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which was founded and funded by the Rockefeller Foundation publicly, IBM publicly. All of the major Fortune 50 or so, all of them, before World War II, built Adolf Hitler. There's been best-selling books, New York Times bestsellers written on this, IBM and the Holocaust by Black and others. This is an open fact. They were mad at Hitler because he tried to take over everything for himself and wanted to do it in one failed 10-year swoop. They want to do it softly, slowly, lovingly, as you walk slowly into the warm, black waters of death, having no idea what's swimming right beneath the surface. Now, let me go over the headlines here for you today that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. China poised to pass the U.S. as world's leading economic power this year. This was all done by design. They turned off our power plants, turned off our roads, turned off our infrastructure, set up the taxes and regulations to force business to move to China. That is the bottom line. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. EU firms help power China's military rise. So-called U.S. firms, EU firms, Russian firms, it doesn't matter. They all sell weapons and systems and integrated systems for the weapons to everyone in a global arms race. And China is the model of the future with transhumanism, execution vans, suicide nets, forced abortions at factories, coffin apartments, and a ruling communist elite that are billionaires and above the law. It's a total joke. You want to live in Tiananmen Square? You will. You want to go out and protest? Here comes the tanks. The tanks are being delivered to every police department in the country. They tried to set up Tiananmen Square at the Bundy Ranch. The people said, no, we're ready to fight back. We're ready to peacefully stand up against you. And the media declared it the ultimate sin, the ultimate evil. Meanwhile, tying into that, man arrested. We're going to play the video later. After taping arrest with cell phone. It's kind of an oxymoron. Man arrested after taping arrest with cell phone. He was taping someone else's arrest. And you see this all the time. This is out of Miami. They don't care if there's a law saying you can videotape police. You're going to go to jail in many areas because they don't want the enemy showing what they're doing. Big Brother's going to listen to your phones illegally. They're going to tell your kids that they belong to the state. They're going to forcibly inoculate them outside of law. They're going to give missile systems to Al-Qaeda. But you don't film the government's enforcers. And I really see this as a litmus test if your county, your city, your state is a tyranny or not. Maryland, Florida, you name it, Illinois, they arrest you for filming police. In Texas, they don't, generally. Most other states, there's 14 states where they order the police to arrest people that film them. There's famous video out of Maryland where the guy's 200 yards away as riot police beat people for no reason. So they come over and take his phone and then beat him and then don't even care to erase it because they think they're in the right. There's a scum enemy with a camera. Go attack him, arrest him. I mean, do those police think there's going to be any future or any liberty or that they're ever going to see their pension funds in a country like that? The police state's being set up because everything's going to be taken and stolen and shut down. America is slated for total deindustrialization. And only UN Agenda 21 cities in select areas are going to be able to even operate. And that's the new numbers out today. Half of New Yorkers say they're on the verge or going bankrupt now. That's New York State. U.S. economy slows drastically to 0.1%. Folks, when they say we're at 3%, that's negative 3. This economy, its engine's blown by Obamacare, by the shipping the jobs to China. It is just, we are under total economic attack. And that's the stated plan. Make you dependent. They're shutting down fisheries nationwide that actually produce the baby fish and dump them in the ocean. They're shutting down the lobster hatcheries nationwide. They don't want to replenish the fish. They want this country shut down. Beef is at record prices, as almost everyone I know in the cattle industry is selling their herd, getting out. You're like, but it's record prices. Not for the seller, because it's rigged by computers. There aren't real stockyards anymore. There aren't real auctions anymore. There isn't a real market. It's totally rigged. In fact, I want to get the Paragon Foundation on soon to talk about that. Barry Brownfield, the famous cattleman before he died, host on this network, on talk radio for 60 years on over 200 stations, would document how it's rigged. But I don't believe Barry Brownfield. My family has been in cattle ranching since Texas existed. Well, before that, when it was Mexico, and they're getting out of it, leaving a few cows out on the range to say, oh, we get our tax cut because of that. U.S. regulatory costs are world's 10th economy. After years of rapid growth during the Obama administration, the cost of federal regulations is now bigger than the entire economies of all but 9 countries in the world. Listen to that lie in that headline. After years of rapid growth during the Obama administration. What publication is that? Scroll down so I can. That's Investors Business Daily. I mean, that's like saying after years of pigs flying and Easter bunnies dancing and Keebler elves hopping. I mean, it's just total baloney. And I'm not just here complaining. We have a criminal government shutting down the country so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar and make everybody dependent. We are under scientific military attack. 2 years ago, Obama set up under Homeland Security and NORTHCOM with an executive order, the Rural Affairs Commission under NORTHCOM and FEMA to aid rural communities during the new sustainability transition. You've got real environmental sustainability, growing organic, growing local, shopping local. But their sustainability means you're going to have Pentagon plain clothes in your small town. Agenda 21 comes in with tens of millions, even in towns of 200 people. And they say, we're buying everything, do what we say. We're building a 5-story high rise. And you're all going to get subsidized to live there now. And it's the only building that gets the free electricity when you move in. This is happening all around Austin. And what it is an actual prison they're putting the town in. They're actually building, and this is their own documents, prison towers in Elgin and places. Actual prison towers that are tax exempt to get you to move into them. It's like putting a piece of food on a bear trap to get the bear to go stick its leg in it. I mean, this is scientific.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Governments and ruling systems to just be corrupt and dominate the population. That way they can stay in power, not because they invent the best technologies or have the most beautiful art. and are the rightful leaders of society, but because they're the most deceptive, cunning, manipulative scumbags out there. And it really is a disease in human society how many people will psychopathically or sociopathically look at you in your face and tell you that they're your friend, but really they're just cold-blooded lizard brains that think the fact that you're nice is a sign of weakness for them to exploit and take advantage of. And it's time for good people to basically take the quote that's been attributed to quite a few many people throughout history and put it back at the establishment. And anybody else, for that matter, that tries to enslave us or push us around, don't take my kindness as weakness. And it's time for good people to stand up against evil wherever you run into it. It has only been our acquiescence that has allowed this corruption to grow, because basic food needs and shelter needs have been available. Humans at a subconscious level take it then that everything must be all right, even as cultural creeping death is being developed and deployed all around us. By every metric, every major university has put out the reports. We've covered them. You've seen them in the news, that literacy is dropping, health is dropping, people being able to navigate complex tasks is dropping, the language is contracting, people are less honorable, corruption is increasing, and basic liberties are being eroded. Economic liberties, religious liberties, the right to travel, the right to not have everything you do be surveilled. There is a revolution by the parasites and by the social engineers and the control freaks against humanity. And knowing that that's going on, and knowing that their psychological warfare tactic of the last 30 years to say there is no corruption, you're not being assaulted, nothing's happening, is nothing more than the psychological technique of gaslighting. It's where you walk up and punch somebody in the nose, and then they go, "You punched me in the nose." You go, "No, I didn't. What's wrong with you? You just fell down and hit your head." The average weak-minded person will go, "I did. I could swear you just punched me in the nose. I mean, I'm bleeding." "No, no, no." Or you catch your neighbor when you walk in your house in the dark with a jewelry box in their hands, and they're like, "Oh, I saw somebody over here, and I chased them down and got this back from them. And you don't want to have the confrontation with your neighbor, Bob. And so you go, "Okay, Bob, well, where are they?" And then you let Bob leave and say, "Well, thanks. Let's call the police. What do they look like, Bob? Where'd they break in, Bob? I don't see anything broken into, Bob." You're like, "Well, I won't call the police. We'll keep our eyes out, Bob," because you kind of know it was Bob. And then about a week later, the guy's like, "Hey, did you take my plant, Jim?" You're like, "No, Bob, I didn't take your plant off your front porch." "Uh-huh." Because that's how those people operate. When you don't go after Bob for breaking in your house, next Bob is going to see you as an enemy because you know he's a thief. And Bob is going to say that you're stealing from him. See, I've learned how the psychology of this scum works. They're going to call you because you want to keep your private property, keep your children, keep your guns, keep your free market, keep your prosperity, keep your liberty, keep your religion. Why, you're an extremist terrorist. Why, you're a racist. Why, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're paranoid because you don't like all the power being massed around you and all the checks and balances being taken and all the fines and fees and banker bailouts and the government funding Al-Qaeda. You're the problem. America, you only give a 6% approval rating to Congress because you're out of step. You're weird. You should love Congress. Upwards of 90% in major polls believe Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy with the government. 90% of you are out of touch. You're crazy. The government and the mainstream media, 90% of you are wrong. 94% of you that don't like Congress, you're a sick terrorist. and the government is watching you, and it knows best, and it's got the police and the bureaucrats and the psychologists and the psychiatrists and the media people, and the church is bought off, and they're going to point their finger at you and tell the 94%, you're bad, you're bad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
That's called mind control.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Make you feel like you're alone when you're 94%.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gaslighting would be like if you'd been on hold for an hour to get on the show because a guest has come on or we've gotten behind, and I went on air and said, oh, we've had callers holding 5 minutes, we better go to them. You go, no, I've been holding an hour. And I go, no, you haven't.
Hey, Alex. Hey.
I hear somebody talking.
Oh, it's just me, John. Just running the board here.
All right, well, stop talking.
I'm not talking, Alex. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not interrupting your show.
Stop buddy. Interrupting the show.
Hey, buddy. I'm not interrupting it. Let's be pals.
All right. That's enough, John.
All right. But I'll be back.
But in true gaslighting, you would say, there's no one talking. You're mentally ill, Alex.
There's no one talking, Alex.
I'm just talking to myself.
You're hearing things.
I'm hearing things.
There's nobody here.
You know, there's real psychology in this country, and there is a lot to offer from psychology. You learn a lot from Carl Jung, you name it. A lot of the stuff I've read Sigmund Freud said, you know, has some real validity. But it's just a lens to look at the world, try to understand how people operate. It isn't the end-all, be-all. But the state-run systems of it are truly oppressive on their face. And the establishment is gaslighting America. They're telling you there's no world government, there's no corporate welfare, there's no corruption, nothing's rigged. That's a conspiracy theory. That's an extremist thing. That's a dangerous thing. It was like when Nightline was here a couple years ago. He was like, you believe there's a secret plan to set up a world government. The host of ABC Nightly News was the guy who was here doing the interview. Right here. I'm sitting here after the show. He's right there. And I went, no, I can show you the Council on Foreign Relations talking about a planetary corporate world government run by finance bankers and finance capital. I can show you UN statements. And he goes, really, you can show me that? So we go out there. I pull up the clips, and he goes, that's a different global government that Ban Ki-moon's talking about than you're talking about. That's a different global government that the British Prime Minister's talking about than you're talking about. That global government or global governance is just working together. And I go, with global taxes, with global surveillance, global military, global standardization of zoning laws. And he just laughed at me. Then, as I said, we went to dinner. He was really nice. Forget his name. Who's the host of it? He's a guy. He's got black hair. Brown. I went with him and his camera people to eat at Fogo de Chao. We had dinner for 2 hours, had a couple glasses of wine. He was real nice, has a family, and just said, basically, you're on your side of the line, I'm on my side. Just point blank, I'm a soldier of the system and was nice to me and actually liked me, but he works for them. And they put out reports that there is no world government. And will look at you with a straight face like you're crazy as it's openly being set up. This is what I'm sick of.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along.
That's what's happened to the American people, but it's not Obi-Wan Kenobi, a good guy, doing it. They've been in a trance, but now they're starting to wake up, and 94% in the latest poll, I know I harp on this, but it really just hit me today, 94% don't like Congress, because that's nameless, faceless. Most Americans don't even know who their congressperson is, man or woman. So they see that as the government, the Capitol building. Now, they personalize Obama and make them have a relationship with him, you know, like he's their favorite soap opera actor or something, and mainly women like him, but they're even... And, you know, getting mad at him. So he's got low 30s approval rating now, even with his idiot supporters. But they'll move on to a new puppet. The point is that the public actually isn't that stupid. They just don't know how much trouble they're in. They just think it's a bunch of corrupt liars up there. No, 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 no. It's not a bunch of corrupt liars up there. It's a bunch of control freak, vicious, anti-human people. Because what I've learned is control freaks, liars, fraudsters. My dad used to always tell me this as a child. I know what he was talking about. He'd say, son, there are just bad people in the world who would rather kill you for a dollar than make $1 million with you fair and square. They would rather steal from you because they like dominating you, they like hurting you, they like cheating you, they like taking advantage of you because it's their nature. And you need to learn, because we're good people and we aren't corrupt and we don't lie, that people are going to come after you thinking you're a mark. So don't think everybody's like you. And then he would go on and say to me, you see that little meth head or that little crackhead drug addict over there? He's only 4.5 feet tall because he's been on drugs since he was a little kid. Don't use drugs. By the way, the government ships in most of the drugs, and they mix all sorts of poison into it. I mean, I think back to my dad, basically was the Alex Jones before me. And he would sit there and explain it all to me. He'd say, that's who you got to worry about. That person will shoot you or kill you because they have nothing to lose. They're the most dangerous people out there because they have nothing to lose. They're scum. Don't hang around scum because they like seeing good people get hurt. And even though I knew those lessons then and then learned them, I still go through that today because I'm so trusting. And so even though I know all this, I personally make mistakes as well. None of us are perfect. It's like the end of Carlito's Way. I'll give the movie away. He's gotten out of prison after a decade. He was a former maid gangster, a part of his mafia group, played by Al Pacino. He's wanting to go straight, but his old buddy, the lawyer that got him out of prison early, brings him back in. So it's a bad friend that destroys him and kills some gangsters, some Italian-made men, and now they're coming after him. But when he's about to get away with the money and with his beautiful girlfriend at the train station, he's gotten away from the mob and beaten him. Guess who kills him? The little low-level scumbag, local thug that wanted to make his name by killing a famous gangster. And Benny Blanco from the Bronx shoots him 3 times in the stomach. And you know why? It was because he was kind to the little gutter rat. He didn't kill him when he caught the other guy trying to kill him. And so because he didn't crush the evil up front, he was destroyed by it. And that's the story of this country. Because it turns out he was really a good guy and a moral guy. Kind of the Tony Montana character that he plays as Scarface. The same person thrust into bad environment, thrust into bad circumstances, that ends up dominating because he is a good person. And that's so true. Those archetypes ring true. Those are popular archetypes because they are true. That a good person forced to do vicious things is always more powerful than the evil. That's why the evil always seeks to pull down the good man, the good woman, because they don't like you. I don't like you. My friend doesn't like you either. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. Oh, here, let me get you something. You know, we're really sorry. No, you'll be dead, to quote Star Wars. Again, another archetype. That's exactly how it is. The two dirtbag scumbags don't like the good-looking, upright, clean, wholesome people that they can see have good souls, that they can see stand for goodness, that they can see have power, that they can see have the birthright of dominion on this planet. They want you dead. They want you gone. They want you destroyed because they don't like the light. You guys pull up the bar scene where the guy gets his arm cut off, just that one piece. Because that, my friends, illustrates everything through art, which is a reflection of reality. I mean, is it easier to the thugs to say, here, let me get you a beer. Let's be friends. Let me pay the pirate. What was the Rudyard Kipling quote about when you keep paying the pirate? Pretty soon the price becomes too high. I'm not going to pay any of the pirates. And in my own personal life, I'm not going to pay anything to any pirates. If pirates get in my way, I'm going to run them over because they're attacking good people and they need to be dealt with. It is our responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, to stand up against evil because it will run rampant and take over the entire society, and it's done it. And there's a battle for the heart and soul in every police department, every state house, every schoolhouse, every factory, every office complex, every law firm, every farm, every ranch, every family, every church, every heart, every soul, every man, woman, and child. There is a battle going on right now for the heart and soul of humanity and our future. And a decision is being made right now. Evil is trying to take over. And they've bought off the churches to tell us it's a foregone conclusion that it's the end of the world. They've been saying that for 100 years. People in Nazi Germany thought it was the end of the world, and most Christians historically said, whether they were Catholic, Protestant, Seventh-day Adventist, it didn't matter. They followed Hitler's Romans 13 quote, his favorite passage on the radio, and they believed that it was the end of the world or God's will. Well, let me tell you, I've read my Bible, and I know what's written on my heart. God and the entire Bible is about people standing up against evil, standing up against Pharaoh, standing up against Herod, standing up against all the evil, the Philistines. It is not about handing your children over to the state and giving them to the fires of Moloch. And I will not be part of this. And I declare that the enemy's already attacked us, so I don't declare war. I declare that we are in defense of humanity. We are in defense of civilization. We are in defense of due process. We are in defense of common sense. We want justice. I want justice. And there's never a perfect justice in this world because we're flawed. But in that is our greatness. There is reaching for greatness and that animating contest that is the great test of being alive on this planet. So we are losing all of our blessings. We are being scientifically shut down. Our economy is being shut down. All of the systems are being shut down. And we have to recognize the globalists are doing it premeditatedly. What is gaslighting? It's a form of mental abuse in which false information is presented with the intent of making a victim doubt his or her own memory, perception, or sanity. A re-education camp is like a giant gaslighting facility where they all torture and beat people and get people to get scared and agree with the system and say you're wrong and gang up on you in peer pressure. Instances, that's political correctness. Instances may range simply from the denial by an abuser that previous abuse incidents ever occurred, up to the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. The term gaslighting comes from the play Gaslight and its film adaptations. I want to do a film review of that for the Nightly News in the next few days. The term is now also used in clinical and research literature. And it's literally punching somebody in the nose and then saying, I didn't punch you in the nose. And then having five people go, we didn't punch you in the nose. You're crazy. And it wasn't tyranny what happened at Waco. It wasn't tyranny at Ruby Ridge. It's not tyranny to have TSA grab your child's genitals while the government funds Al-Qaeda publicly. It's not tyranny to have naked body scanners that all the studies show give you cancer. It's not tyranny to have glyphosate and all the major water supplies giving you cancer, growing breast cancer. On record, it grows breast cancer. That's not debate. That's 100% proven scientific fact that it is a pure estrogen mimicker and in women grows breast tumors. One of the biggest reasons. But nobody wants to just give more money to try to find a cure for it. You're like trying to give more money to find a cure for Chicago gunshot wounds. We don't know where the gunshot wounds are coming from. We don't care. We don't even care bullets did it. We just want to know how to cure gunshot wounds. Just wave a wand and to fix the gunshot wounds, not find out why it's the murder capital of the world, even though guns are banned. That's gaslighting, folks. The whole thing is a giant hoax. Nightline here going, there's no world government hoax. That's your theory. There's no secret government experimentation. That lists like 10 examples. They go, well, that was years ago. No, actually, they just admitted it again. Well, you know, Alex, you really are paranoid. There were stories in 1937, 38, 39 about Hitler and what he was doing, and it was in the newspapers that it was just theories and fear-mongering and witch hunts. Herr Hitler is really getting Germany going, Time magazine said. There's whole books written on that. And then there were all the stories about Stalin. They wouldn't admit Stalin was doing anything till the 50s. There was denials. When Stalin was killing 2-3 times what Hitler was, he was Uncle Joe. Up until the 50s, he was our helper, the second greatest mass murderer in history behind Mao Zedong. But let's go to an example of the thugs don't care. They just want to attack a pure young man. They just want to bring down anybody who's honorable because their souls are so ugly, they want to stamp you out. Here's the clip.
He doesn't like you. I'm sorry. I don't like you either. You just watch yourself. We want it been. I have the death sentence on 12 systems.
I'll be careful.
You'll be dead.
This little one's not worth the effort. Come, let me get you some.
Evil has to be kept in its place, doesn't it? Enough torture from Alex Jones. I want to come back and hit a few of the other big top stories. Open Move. How are they going to get rid of internet freedom? We have the article when we return on the other side of this transmission. This little break coming up. And please remember, I get so busy covering the news, I don't plug stuff. Our continued existence is absolutely hinged on your financial support to continue what we're doing and expand. Please mid-air refuel us. We've got the best water filters, pro-gun t-shirts, books, films, from homeschooling to non-GMO to the police state to the New World Order to the occult. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Membership's there. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsLife.com. We're running a special discount for a limited time on the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine. Stay with us.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Boom, bop, boom. Boom, bop, boom. Boom, bop, boom.
met you, a Justice fan, I felt brand new for you.
Hey, Alex.
I look at you.
What are you doing here, Alex? There's no world government.
If I made a pair.
You know, guys, I'm getting something in my feet in there. I'm hearing something. Who is that?
It's just me, John. I'm in your head. And,
no, you're not in my head. You're out there in the control room talking over me. Stop doing it.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Stop taking over the radio show, okay?
Hey, bud, let's just do a family-friendly show today because there's no world government. Nobody's out to get us.
Okay. And you're just going to ignore history, I guess?
There's no history.
And I guess you think Common Core teaching 2 plus 2 equals 5 is good and not a sign that the government wants to totally brainwash and brain damage the kids and screw them up fundamentally.
Well, I think the kids, you know, the kids will be fine with the brainwashing. And so will you.
Stop talking over me.
I'm not talking over you. You're crazy.
You were on in an earlier segment taking over.
No.
Now you're back.
This is the first time I'm here. Your memory's gone.
No, you were on 15 minutes ago. Stop it.
I'll be back. You'll see.
I'm sure you will. Again, that's an illustration of gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen. And it works on the general public because they've been raised, the government's the authority from birth. And even if the government's lying, we've got to do what it says, learn helplessness. Well, I'm done. And everybody I know, almost everybody, is making a break now with the system and realizes it's a fraud. Now you've got to realize you have power. That's the next level. Here's the toll-free number, again, for first-time callers. What do you make of the U.S. being surpassed by China as the economic power? That was all done by design. What do you make of East Ukraine slips from Kiev's grasp? The Russians are now sending in medical evac teams and massing more troops. It doesn't look good. We're going to talk about that. Here's the big internet news I'm going to cover before we go to your calls when I start the next hour. This is out of Reuters. You guys pull me Watson's article about Chinese-style censorship that Obama wants in the internet yesterday. I want to dovetail that. I told you this a few years ago. How are they going to sell so-called Internet 2, the new Internet fast lanes that are, quote, safe and you've got a thumbprint to get on and then they'll phase it into everything soon? That's their admitted plan. Internet 2, 15 years ago, I read their own documents. They're public. They have consortium meetings each year in Tokyo, London, Austin. And they say the old Internet will be phased out this way. It'll be a pay-per-play Internet. And now the FCC is announcing that, the end of net neutrality. It's all happening. They're making their moves on every single front. They're making their move on every single front. U.S. FCC chief details pledge to police to have internet fast lanes, because the police need their own internet fast lanes to be in emergencies. It's for emergencies. We need to spy on you for emergencies. See, remember Homeland Security got caught putting in those systems in Oregon that we broke, the Drudge carried a few months ago. We need to do a new article how they have their own cell tower hubs to grab all your data. And they call it their own internet fast lane. They're setting up their own internet that they'll then force you onto. You understand that? And then phase out your rights that way and tax you and trace you and not let you get to Infowars.com. This is the admitted plan. They've done this in China. They're doing this in areas of Europe. They're doing it in Australia. It's happening. The slow evolution. The new secret trade deal. Now, Genesis phone system, well, their delay is out. So we're going to use our system. That's why we have a backup. We have a delay here. Got to do that per FCC rules. This is really the FCC takeover of the Internet. That's what this is, bare minimum. This bare minimum. FCC takeover of the Internet, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Toll-free number, it's the Sunday number, 877-789-ALEJANDRO. That's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-A-L-E-X. Hour number two, straight ahead. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv today.
Thank you for listening.
11 people can share the membership, and we need the support. Support the original, powerful, organic, true Internet.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed. designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.